we've been discussing that when Noach leaves the Teva, the very, very first thing that Noach does is he builds a Mizbeach. Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Vayikach mikol ha-behema ha-toyro, u-mikol ha-oif ha-tor, vayal oilois ba-mizbeach. Vayorach Hashem esreach ha-nichayach, vayim Hashem ha-liboy, v'chulu. I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelah Sashorin, here in Parshas Noach, he brings a kushya nifla from the Shailus Rechuvas Yehuda Yala, that's the great Goyen, Rabbi Yehuda Osad. And this is in his Chuvas in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Reish Memtes. Everybody knows, everybody, Lerabois, every kid in pre-1A/primary knows that Noach was told to take two animals into the Teva, Zachar and Akeh. But that was from the non-kosher animals. From the kosher animals, he was told to take Shiva. He was told to take 7 Scharim and 7 Akevas. Noach made a cheshbon, Rashi says, that why does Hashem want me to take more from the kosher animals than from the non-kosher animals? Remember, at that point, you weren't allowed to eat meat. So there was no concept of kosher. Maybe I can eat this, I can't eat that. It's not because I'll have more dinner from the kosher animals. Must be it's because Hashem wants me to bring karbonis. That must be the cheshbon. And that was really part and parcel of the impetus of Noach to go and immediately build a mizbeach and to bring the karbonis. But al kaponim, Noach took 2 of the non-kosher. He took 14 of the kosher, right? Not 1 zug, but he took 7 zugais of the kosher animals, and the purpose was to bring karbonis. Said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, this kasha always bothered me. It's a kushya atzuma. Noach went and he brought karbonis, right? He did exactly what he thought he was supposed to do. What were the karbonis that he brought? The Torah says, Vayal oilois bamizbeach. Everybody knows that a karbon oil is only bazachar. It's not banikeva. So if the karbanos that Noach brought were karbanos oilois, it's a mefurish pasuk, vayal oilois. So what's he doing with all those nekevas? He can't bring a nekeva as a karban oil. This is his kasha. He says, it always bothered me. He said, v'tzorche. Doesn't know pashim shat. Everyone knows this halach. Noach takes the 7 scharm, the 7 nekevas. He brings them as karbanos. By the way, Ayin b'Rabbeinu B'chaya and Ayin b'Rishonim, they talk about why 7. Why'd that have to be the number? Rabbeinu B'chaya says that when it comes to kachim al pisoid, 7 is a magic number. But the bottom line is that it was Zachar and Akeva. That's what the Karbanos were. And if that's the case, Freik Rabbi Yehuda Asad, he doesn't understand if the Karbanos that Noach brought were Oilois, the Chura, an Oilois can't be brought in Akeva. So the Chavetzel Sasharon says a Teretz Nifla. And really, it's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara is in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Talk about tucked away. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Minayin La Oilois Nekeva, how do you know that oila nekeva could be brought on a bob masyachet? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, vayikach Shmuel tle cholov echad vayalei oila. Shmuel took a tle, that's a female, and he brought it as a carbon oila. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, from here you learn that an oilas nekeva can be brought as a bamas yach. So said Rabbi Yudah Asad, said the Chatzal Sashor, Rabbi Yudah Asad asked this kasha, Tzorichin, it's a peli, he be'inai. What's going on here? Noach is taking these nekevas and he's bringing them as a carbon oila. A nekeva is not ba'oila. It's not true. It's a mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara by the Zohar, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, minayin ba'oila nekeva shikshere be'bamas yachit. And l'chayra, this mizbeach that Noach built was a bamas yachit. What else was what? It was actually Hukam HaMishkan, so if it's a Bamas Yachid, so it's Muvan, it's Pashit. That's why he was able to bring in a Keva even as a carbon oh, but obviously, Fashteitza Chalein, Zokta Chavatzal Sajarim, my teretz that I'm saying is really Tali Ba'ashle Ravervi, and it's Tali in yesterday's raid. It's Tali in how you understand this Mizbeach, the Noach built. It's Tali in how you understand the Shulchan Aruch that governed the Hakrovois, the Karbonois that Noach brought. If you hold that the Mizbeach was a Bama kimavur in the Gemara in Mesechtes Vachim Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara learned Amar Afuna that the Makar, that when it came to a Bama, you were allowed to bring Mikol HaBehema HaTorah, not only from Asherah Kesef HaYeis, is from Noach, who brought brought Mikola Behema Torah. In other words, it was our Kravas Yachid. By the way, we didn't mention this yesterday, but there's another Gemara. The Gemara Masech Tzvachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara has a Shailah with regards to Alas Chutz. If somebody brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Chayv Karbon, Karas. Shchutei chutz, halos chutz, parshas achrimos, whole perik, ashoichet v'amayl. So this is the v'amayla part of ashoichet v'amayl. If someone's mayla karim achutz, he's chayiv karetz. And there's machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, what type of halah one would have to do in order to be oiv halos chutz. Do you have to be mailed on a mizbeach, or is it enough if you mailed on a rock, as long as you do some sort of halah? And the Gemara says, what's a tolian? It's tolian what a bama had to be b'shas hetter bamas. Meaning, the iser halos chutz b'shas iser bamas is governed by the definition of bama b'shas hetter bamas. So if a bama had to be a mizbeach, so then the iser halos chutz b'shas iser bamas would have to be on a mizbeach. If a bama didn't have to be a mizbeach, then the iser halos chutz b'shas iser bamas would not have to be a mizbeach either. Says the Gemara, I'll just read it inside. Amar Rav Huna, again, my time at the Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds that b'shas heter bamas, he needed to be makriv on a mizbeach, not just on a rock or on some barbecue. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says vayiven noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. You see, noyach built a mizbeach. What was noyach makriv on? He was makriv on a bama. Vayiven noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. Since mizbeach is a bama. Even the mandama that's chaylik, Reb Shimon, the Gemara says that could be when it says mizbeach by noyach, doesn't mean a mizbeach. It means it was something that had a little bit of elevation. It was some sort of pedestal. But lav davka was mizbeach. But al kaponim it's mavur in this Gemara also, like the Gemara later, kuf tezvav amid beis, and even earlier, kuf ches amid beis, that the sheet of the Talmud Bavli is the vayiven noyach mizbeach l'Hashem was a bama. So if it was a bama, he was able to bring an oilas nekeva. But we spoke out the Medrash Rabbah. Reuelez ben Yaakov said that we was the hakrova of Noach. It was done on the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. And we saw it in Perek of Gimel of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis Abchira Perek Beis. Mesoris Biyad HaKoil. And that's the place that Noach went ahead and brought his karbanos. And we mentioned for a Meir Simcha, their Meir Simcha said that it's Yitochen. It's Amuchach, but it's Yitochen. That if that's where the karbanos brought, then it they were governed. They were governed by the regular Hilchas, Klei HaMikdash, and Hilchas Beis HaBchira, and Hilchas Psalei HaMikdash, and Hilchas Maisei HaKorbanos, and by Teres Kain, and by Zvachim Menachos, etc., etc., etc. And we said it also from the Panim Yafis, from the Chassam Soif, and the HaMikdover, that it's clear the Gedolei Achreinim understood that at least according to the sheet of the Medrash, the Mizbeach of Noach was a proper Mizbeach, and the Karbonis that we brought were proper Karbonis. If that's the case, it's Hodger Kushis, Rabbi Yudah Asad, Vatuchtes, Rabbi Yudah Asad, it's Mistaber, knew the Gemara and Avodazar. Not Mistaber, of course he knew the Gemara and Avodazar, Chavdal and Medez. Oh, but the Kasha, like Ramei Simchis Kasha, what's the Kasha? It's Kenegan of Mefurish Gemara. Because the Enochinami, Lishitas HaTalmud Bavli, that holds Vayiven Noach Mizbeach was a Bomas Yochid, yeah, then it's Mefurish Gemara. However, Lishitas HaMedrash, right, if you think about it, it's Machloikis Talmud Bavli and the Medrash. The Talmud Bavli holds Vayiven Noach Mizbeach was a Bama, and it's governed by Dine Bava, whereas the Medrash holds that it's a proper Mizbeach, it's governed by Dine Mikdash, either way.